Recording.
Okay. Welcome everyone to the January 16, 2019 meeting of the McKinney Board of Adjustment. The Board of Adjustment is comprised of 5 members plus 2 alternates. Our start time is 5:30. I am Betty Petkazik and I serve as the chair. Also serving tonight are Louise Hollybar, Vice Chairman, Larry Macy, David Richie, Brian White, and our alternates, Randall Wilder and Eric Roberts. Thank y'all for being here. The purpose of the board is to hear variance requests to the zoning ordinance of the City of McKinney. The Board of Adjustment has the authority to make special exceptions to the terms of the zoning ordinance that are consistent with the general purpose and intent of the ordinance. The decision of the Board of Adjustment is final. The decision may only be appealed by the petition to a district court, county court, or county court at law. Such a petition must be filed in 10 days after the decision is filed in the board's office. Okay, tonight we've got one consent, a consent item. It's item 19-0001, and it's approval of the minutes of the Board of Adjustment. We've all had a chance to look at the minutes, and are there any changes? Do I have a motion to approve?
Make sure you indicate the date of the minutes.
Okay, the minutes of the meeting of December the 12th, 2018.
I will motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
All right, so Brian approved, and second is by David. Okay. Okay, let's see. All right, now, our next item, wait a second, let me go. Okay, we have one agenda item tonight. That is item number 19-0002. And we are to conduct a public hearing to consider, discuss, or act on the request by, is it Osiel Salinas. Okay, thank you. For the consideration of a 5-foot variance to the side at corner yard required setback of 25 feet, a 5-foot variance to the required front yard setback of 25 feet, and a 10-foot variance to the required rear yard setback of 25 feet for property located at 1109 Moore Street, Lot 8, Block 1, the McCarty Moore Addition in McKinney, Texas. And now we're going to...
Question.
Okay.
It looks like on the application itself, the case number is 01-19.
Okay.
But on the agenda, it's 19-0002.
Our case files are, we go by the year, whereas the agendas, they assign it their own case number. So you can do either or, it's referenced to the same address.
Right. Both of them will still
correct
the same item. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay, good question, Larry. I did not notice that, but appreciate you asking that question. Okay, tonight our building official is Jeff Harris. Rick is not here tonight, and he will provide a statement on behalf of the city.
Very good. The applicant, Mr. Salinas, is proposing to demolish a substandard structure on the property and build a new single-family residential house. The existing lot does have some non-conforming items associated with it. Thus, he is asking for relief through the variance process.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. And now, Mr. Salinas, or I guess you are going to be representing yourself. If you would like to make comments about this item, and we need your name and your address for the record, and we ask that you try to limit it to about 5 minutes, if possible. Okay.
Well, I'm here. My name is Israel Cardona. I'm here to represent Osiel Salinas.
Okay.
And the reason I'm here because we asking for a variance.
And get your address.
My address, the address of the property, or my address.
Your address.
My address is 921 Lake Grove Drive, Little Elm, Texas.
Okay.
That's my address.
Okay.
Lake Grove Drive.
Lake Grove, two words.
Uh huh.
Lake. Little Elm, right. Texas.
Where is it? Little Elm?
Little Elm.
And your zip code, please?
75068.
75068. Thank you so much.
No problem. And I'm here to represent Osiel Salinas for the property on 1109 Moore Street for a variance of 5 foot from the Right side of the house from the front and 10 feet from the back of the house in order to build a decent size one-story house. So that's the whole purpose of a small corner lot. So I don't think it will impact, it's not a lot of a change with 5-foot setback, and I don't think it will impact the community with a small change.
Can I ask questions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, if I may, has the demolishing of the prior property already been
done?
Performed?
Okay. You already performed that.
Okay.
So it's...
Okay. And it's a single story?
Is it going to be a single story?
Okay.
Can you go back to the original, previous slide right there? So currently, this was the residence that was currently on the property that has been demolished,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
No longer there. It looks like it was
already
out of code.
Yeah, it was way out of code. Yeah.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
1865.
16. And 11 in the back.
And 11-7 in the back.
So this footprint's actually better than the one that was there before.
Correct.
Right.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And that now go down to the.
Want to see this?
Yeah. What do you have?
I'll draw this just in case. Probably use a better example of what we want to do, the existing, and what we plan to do.
Yes. You
can see the new footprint's smaller than the old footprint. Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
So it's just the orange here.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So what you're building is the orange, is that correct?
Yeah.
On this, is that what's going here?
That's right.
Maybe.
Is the orange?
Yeah, the orange, that would be the, you see the 20
setback
from the right,
actually, looks like
the 20 from the front, and the 15 on the back.
If you look here, this looks
this
like
is what will be building.
What's the little orange square here?
It's probably
that's the existing.
Oh, that was the
existing. Okay, so the orange is the existing.
Okay.
So what are the setbacks of what's there now? Do we know what the existing, what's the setbacks?
25 are the requirements. But the previous home, if you'll go back to that one again.
That's what
I... This one.
Yeah, it was
It was there. 18, 6, 5, 16,
and
11, 7.
Oh, okay.
So it was already out of,
and
out of code to begin.
If I may, the existing house does not accommodate the two covered required parking spaces, whereas the new construction will.
Okay. Can you, aside from just the size of the house and trying to maximize what you can on the size of the house, can you share any other hardship that might be associated with this?
The
question is, typically when we look at these, we need to find some kind of a hardship that, something that impacts the owner, something that's negative to the owner, aside, so we absolutely understand the size of the footprint.
Okay.
The biggest you can make it, you get a better size house. We understand that. Is there anything else that we should think about that we can't see?
I mean, it would be, I mean, I want to try to just build a decent size house with a 2-car garage, you know, and it would be like a 13-something square foot average. And if we go lower, I mean, I want a 2, 3, 2, like kind of more, like a floor plan, more decent floor plan, like you say that. And I will need those dimensions in order to fit in that plan.
So what size house would it be if you weren't allowed the variance?
It would be, I have to go without a garage, which is something that I would like to have in that house. And will impact on one bathroom probably instead of two. And it's a little, you know, because since we're talking about 10 foot on the back, and that cuts a lot for us in order to build something. And the other thing that you can do a 2-story house, but in that neighborhood, I don't see any other 2-story houses. So that's another thing that we consider, because we can make it smaller and don't go up, but that will kind of look weird in the neighborhood.
That was why I was asking about the second story, because it really would have looked odd when you
see
the houses there. What about the Is it a house that's already sold to an owner and you're building it?
No, we're just building it.
Okay, you're building it, so it's a spec house.
Yeah, it can be for, I don't know why he wants to look at those houses, probably for family members, so I don't know what he's doing.
Okay.
That kid, so probably this.
So is there anything going to be behind the house?
Fence.
Okay. This is the existing.
That was there the one that was demolished.
Yeah, there is an existing house behind it.
So cutting the 10 feet off, is that gonna matter about, like we had the case last week about the house caught on fire, the house behind it.
They would have 15 feet of separation from the property line plus the distance from the property line to the house behind it.
Okay.
So they would have plenty of fire separation distance. That 10 foot is the minimum requirement by building code.
Uh-huh.
So that's why on your sides, in your side setbacks, you usually have a 5 and a 5 to maintain that 10 foot.
Okay.
This would be well in excess of that.
Okay.
So then, well, I guess that's a question for another day. Is the backyard the 25 foot minimum on the backyard setback? That's rather large.
That in the zoning district, that
right.
is that's the standard.
Right.
Again for. An area or a new subdivision of new construction, that's pretty normal, and it's challenging in the
right.
older areas of Mechanic.
Right. Due to the size of the lots. And
correct.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Can I go back to the overview of the street and everything?
That one's been torn down, so you've got a building to the left on all sides.
So the street here, you're going to go 5 feet over, so is that going to hinder the... Site, does the site of people coming to the street?
So it's going to be 20 feet on that side.
Yeah, instead of what were they having?
Yeah. Do those trees still exist on the lot, or are those
down?
Yeah,
that's my next question.
I think the one on the right on the back is still there.
The big one's there.
The electrical pole.
What about the one on the corner where it's around
that one there?
That one, that's one, the one I'm talking about. That one, I think, is still there.
That's still
there. Yes.
And then what about the ones on the other side? Yeah, those. Yeah.
The little ones I remember, I remember the big one right there.
Is that one?
That one, I think. But it's trimmed already.
It's trimmed.
But we're gonna get those out of the way.
So you're gonna have to cut trees down in order to have this house fit on the lot.
Yeah, in order to get the fence and everything, make it a decent house, clean, you know, clean lot.
Bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Any more questions? Good questions. Do we have any letters of support or letters of opposition?
Nope, no letters received.
Okay. Okay. Does anybody want to entertain a motion or?
I would like to make a motion that we approve it as requested, especially with it. Can I do that yet? Can
close the public hearing first.
I'm sorry. Okay, do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
I move to close the public hearing.
Okay.
I second.
Okay. Okay, now. Now, do you want to entertain a motion for the to approve or disapprove as far?
I would make a motion to approve it. I think it's a smaller footprint than it used to be. I think he's maximizing. He's not asking for a tremendous amount in terms of the variances. I think it's reasonable.
Can you maybe put in there about, because that just really bugs me about losing those trees. I mean, trees are.
Is that something
sure.
we can even
that's what I'm asking.
Consider?
No. It's either yes or no, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that is correct. Okay. Okay. It's kind of bummer losing some nice mature trees like that. But,
I mean, if it's not necessary, we'll just leave them there. It would be better for us, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, I consider that, too.
Of course, it could be.
If you would like to go back and reopen the public discussion and then bring in the applicant to talk about what could be done to keep the trees or as many of them as possible.
Okay. So...
Can I make a motion to reopen public comment?
Absolutely. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Okay, so now we have reopened the public comment. Would you like to tell us about what you just said about trying to save the trees, if possible, or?
Yeah, and I think, to be honest, I think the trees will be savable because they look in the very corner, like the big one on the left side.
Right.
We don't have to do anything with it. And the one on the back, on the right, I'm sorry, that can stay there. The only thing we can need, we just need a trim of, because it's affecting the cables on the coming from the electrical pole.
Absolutely.
That's okay. The only thing probably we will need to do, but I don't see a reason why we need to trim it down.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, good deal. Thank you for that. Okay, now, do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close public
okay,
hearing.
There. Okay, Louise is saying it. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay. No, that I'm glad you said something.
Good question.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, now, do I have a motion about this request?
I will motion that we approve it as proposed.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
All
right. Anybody opposed? Okay. We have approval of it.
Thank
you. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That is it. That concludes the meeting tonight. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I will motion to adjourn.
Okay. All right.
I'll second.
Okay. Second. All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Okay. We are adjourned at 5:46.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Have a great night.